exercise change?
Well, another way of looking at the motivational honeymoon period is the old 80-20 rule. You know, in the early stages of starting something, you often get 80% of the results with 20% of the effort, you know, and then things start to change. You get those last little bits, you need to put in a lot more effort. And one solution to this is understand that, you know, right at the start, just understand this is what you're going to see here. The law of diminishing returns will rule here. It's the same with anything in life. But I think also, you know, part of another way of dealing with this, for example, if it's a sport like running or kayaking or cycling or something you're doing, one method is to, I'd do a time trial, you know, once a week, just where you're doing the same distance, but with, a little course, say, 15, 20, 30 minutes long, and time it each time and notice or graph it over the weeks and notice how much you're improving. So you can measure. It's about making it measurable. How can you measure the progress you're making towards your goal? So goals need to be measurable in terms of, are we there yet? You know, how will I know when I've achieved my goal? And secondly, how far am I along towards my goal? What is the progress? Can we have an ice cream yet, sort of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Seeing progress is got to be measurable, that's for sure. So the honeymoon hump too is about balance, I guess. It's about sometimes you give up some stuff, like, you know, time with friends. You're sacrificing a lot to get the initial gains, and then you start missing the other stuff and you go back to it. So I think it's about being realistic and, you know, it's just saying, well, we're going to have to still keep contact with those other things that are important, but perhaps just reduce it.